Hello, and welcome to Mission Moments, Episode 1. Your reader today will be Evelyn Wyant. There are a total of 2 Mission Moments stories in this episode, and the episode is a total of about 5.5 minutes long, so please listen all the way to the end. Mission Moments is an employee-created podcast where we share stories from Valleywide providers about the moments where we go the distance for our patients. Valleywide Health Systems is committed to providing high-quality, safe, effective, and integrated healthcare services in a respectful and inclusive manner for all, with special consideration for medically underserved populations. Mission Moments remind us that every patient interaction is a chance to make a difference. Please be aware that Mission Moments may deal with the difficult or traumatic experiences our patients face. Patients have been assigned false names for the ease of reading and to protect patient information. A patient, Jane, has dementia and has been declining for months. Jane does not have any physical support in the valley because her family all live hours away. Jane had a difficult time understanding her medications. She was taking some she had not been prescribed for a while and not taking the ones she needed or taking too many or too few doses. Jane's PCP and BHP have been discussing and applying interventions to help Jane remember to take her medications. Jane's PCP would see her every week just to refill her medicine box accurately, since Jane becomes easily confused. However, due to her declining cognitive level, this was not helpful. Jane's PCP and BHP would talk with the family weekly, so they were informed of the concerns our treatment team had and the interventions they had tried. Jane's PCP worked tirelessly to get home health and other agencies to perform home visits. However, Jane would refuse to let them in the home when they would arrive. Due to the consistent decline in her cognitive ability and concerning behaviors, Jane's PCP and BHP were able to get the Chief of Police of Monta Vista, Adult Protection Services, and CMHC Emergency Services to help create a plan for the patient. Jane's PCP also used her resources and contacts to help the patient. This PCP really has gone above and beyond for this patient. Although the issue was not fully resolved, at least we have a consistent plan that everyone can work on to keep the patient and others safe. Our BHP received a task from the patient's PCP. John, the patient's father, was seeking 24/7 placement in a psych unit for his daughter Jill, who has a disability. John had already been in talks with the facility without success and was becoming frustrated with his inability to get help for Jill. Jill's PCP was reaching out to see if the BHP knew of any alternative solutions, such as a state hospital or local resources. Jill's BHP called local community health center, CMHC, to see what services were available to Jill. Acute treatment unit was discussed as a possible option. After discussion with the CMHC, the BHP contacted John to explore options. All the proper releases are in place and John has power over attorney due to Jill's disability. John shared that Jill cannot care for herself, does not bathe or eat, and often speaks of being dead. She also has had challenges where she is inappropriately dressed or undressed in the community. John reported that Jill had a brief stay at a mental health hospital and that he has had trouble getting her into a long-term care facility, but believed that he had the appropriate documentation for Jill to receive long-term care. John stated to the BHP that he was extremely frustrated because he felt he could not get help and said, "If she dies today, I will just have to bury her because no one is helping." The BHP encouraged John to contact the CMHC so their case could be evaluated by crisis services. But it became apparent to the BHP during the conversation that John would not be able to make the call on his own due to the frustration he was expressing. So the BHP offered to call the CMHC to determine next steps and work with John directly. The BHP then worked with the crisis clinician from the CMHC. The CMHC took our recommendation, evaluated Jill, and took her into placement. The BHP called John the next day, and he reported that Jill was taken to the CMHC the night before. John shared his appreciation for the BHP's assistance and stated, "You may have saved her life." Thank you very much for listening to Mission Moments, and thank you for being part of our mission.